Get ready for a parenting adventure. Welcome to Little Adventures Parenting and Beyond, the podcast that explores all things family. From child development to mental health, we've got you covered. Join us for a fun and informative discussion with expert guests and real-life parents. Let's go on an adventure. Hey, Ashley, I'm Amanda.
And then I'm Christina. So I guess we can just go ahead and jump right in. And so we know today we're going to talk about eliminating toxins and heavy metal and parasite detox. So what inspired you to start eliminating toxins in your household?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I know you, I was prepared for this, but, and I'm an emotional person. So there may be some times where I get a little teary eyed, even though I feel like I pull stuff together and it sounds really good. So bear with me because, a lot of this is very personal, as why I've gone down this route. But first and foremost, the reason why, or my inspiration came from back in, 2017, my mom was diagnosed with, stage 1 breast cancer. Thankfully we caught it really early. But you know, it's still, it was right at my 30th birthday, when she was diagnosed in October, which is so funny because it's breast cancer awareness month. Through all that, and it was right before my wedding, so there was just a lot of emotions of when you hear the big C word, especially to do with your mother. It makes you your life flash before your eyes a little bit, but I am glad and praise that she is still with us today. But through that journey, through her radiation and just the treatments, they actually had her switch her deodorant. And part of that is because your lymphatic system, there is so many lymph nodes in your armpit area, mm-hmm. that lead to your breast tissue, that there are ingredients in a lot of your commercial deodorant that is got carcinogenics in it. So why they can't say that's why she has breast cancer, it definitely did not help the matter. So one thing is that they recommended is switching deodorants, and eliminating that being a cause for future issues. And so that really just was like, it took a while. It wasn't like immediately after all that was I like, wow, I need to go look at all these ingredients and I need to convert my household. But it definitely opened my eyes. And so with that, through that, and I had a few friends that were already on that kind of journey. And I just kept kind of hearing it like, read your ingredients, this ingredient's got carcinogenics, this, and it just made me, really say, you know, I don't want my, and at the time I did not have any children, but if I know that I could take away a possibility of having my children hear that word associated to myself, then I want to be as proactive as I can to eliminate those chances. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not ever going to have that battle, but I am definitely trying to limit the chance of me having that battle in my life, and having my loved ones have to go through that journey with me.
That's wild because I just had a breast cancer scare myself. I just had my mammogram and my ultrasound the other day. And I have also gone on that eliminating toxin lifestyle. I always use the app. I don't know if you use it, but Think Dirty.
Yes, actually.
Yes. Yes. I love Think Dirty. And like before I like get my kids their sunscreen, like I scan it on the app and I'm like a lunatic when it comes to that. But I didn't know about the deodorant because where my spot is that we are watching is on my left breast, kind of close to my armpit. So if you don't, do you know what deodorant your mom switched to? Because like now I feel like I have to go throw out all my deodorant.
Right. So I can't remember the exact brand. One thing I can say, I mean, there's multiple ones that I could recommend, but it's also going to be like your personal choice. Because what one low tox or no tox product someone may love, you may not love it. So it's going to be kind of a personal like running through, but one thing, and I haven't done it yet, so I can't really say, yeah, like this works, but actually doing an armpit detox and then starting to use a magnesium spray as your deodorant. And there's a lot of benefits for magnesium. And I could, I mean, that would be a whole, like, other podcast, so I'm not going to really go into that. But magnesium is such a great mineral for everyone, but it can actually be used as a deodorant. And you might, it might be come with a learning curve. It's not one of those, like, you just put it on in the morning, and then you might be good all day. You might actually have to do a reapplication. But I would rather do a reapplication in the midday than to know that I'm putting harmful products on my armpits, especially with what you're saying that you're already having to watch a spot that's close to that area.
That's so funny though, because like I think of how many times I put deodorant on throughout a day because I already do smell. So I'm like, that's a lot of deodorant I'm putting on my lymph nodes.
Yeah. And not only that, your skin is your major organ. I think a lot of people forget that. We just think it's, you know, something that either gets abused by running into walls or your kids are climbing on you. Or, you know, you use it as a decorative art piece with tattoos like I have. It is actually your first line of defense, but also your first telltale sign of something going on in your internal system. And a lot of people, I think, forget that. So, like, when you see acne or when you see a rash, like, that's your body saying, like, hey, something is going on inside and we need to take a look at it. But we a lot of times just didn't want to just take care of the topical and not really dig deep to what's going on in the gut level, the cellular level, and all those things.
That's wild. Have you done the armpit detox yet?
No, so I have not. I mean, I've just kind of switched to cleaner deodorants, but I'm really – so the armpit detox is really just like stopping use of whatever you're utilizing. And if I'm not mistaken, it's very simple. It usually requires baking soda and all that and kind of
– Yeah, baking soda and cornstarch, I think, is
yes.
What I saw.
And people will get scared because sometimes you might get a reaction and they think it's the reaction from the detox, but usually that's the reaction of pulling out the toxins out of your system. And so they'll stop. So I haven't personally done it yet. It is on my to-do list before the summer happens. So I don't have to deal with it in the extreme heat of like trying to find out my new way of being healthy while not having a odor. And usually your body odor, your armpit odor is actually not because of your body. It's because of the toxins that are leaking out of your body.
My toxins smell really bad.
Same here, especially, you know, postpartum. This is my second time postpartum, and I swear my body's like, oh, let me throw a new scent at you. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, lovely. Okay, nice to meet you.
That's so funny.
So, okay. So since you haven't done that yet, what's something that you started with in your own household that you were like, okay, this is where I want to start with eliminating toxins. So like people that want to start doing this in their own household, like what would you recommend starting with? Cause I mean, there's so many things.
Oh, I mean, yeah, your whole environment is you're surrounded and you're not always going to be able to get rid of everything. Cause I mean, we have to live outside of our home. Right. But in our home, so what I did, and the thing I have to stress is this is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And sometimes it might be more like climbing Mount Everest, where you're going to have to like take breaks and camp out for a little bit and reset and then climb back up some more because there are going to be challenges and there are going to be obstacles, but you have to keep the bigger picture at the forefront of like why you're doing this. I'm not going to come over here and be like, oh, it's so great. Just come over to this lifestyle and it's going to be all rainbows and butterflies. It's not, but you have to remember why you're doing this. But where I started is really one product at a time. So I think initially started with deodorant. And even there I had to find like what I thought was a good product ended up being like a greenwashed product. I'm not going to say products here as far as on that stuff because I'm not trying to shame anybody because some people may be using it and it still might be a better option than what they were doing. But you have to understand there's a lot of products that look like they're clean and they're not. So it's reading that back of the label. But so I started with deodorant, but then I went into laundry detergent. And how I did this was like, okay, if I was running low on laundry detergent, I started doing the research of, hey, what products are non-toxic for laundry detergent? Which is in my price range? because I got to be on a budget. Like, I'm not over here that's making bukus of money. I can't just spend just to spend. And so what I have found, like, you still may get sticker shocked sometimes, because those non-toxic items are going to cost more than your generics or the brand that you've been using. But I'd say 9 times out of 10, you're going to get better performance out of it, a longer last, because it's not filled with a lot of synthetics that make you think you're getting clean mm-hmm. or making your clothes get it clean. And the product goes last longer than the product you've used in the past. So I started with laundry detergent, and the detergent that I am using currently is actually, they have household products too. It's called Truly Free. And they have a website. Their website kind of does look a little like scammy. They have updated it because they've heard people complain about it. So it has gotten better, but if you go and type it in, it is great. And they are non-toxic. They actually, they work with some nonprofits. They're out of the U.S. and I'm trying to remember, which nonprofit they're working. I did not put that in my notes for this conversation, but, they are trying to do good. And, it's all plant-based, non-toxic laundry detergent, household cleaners, floor cleaners. So it is safe for your kids and animals to be on that floor. You're not worrying about cleaning the floor and then telling your kids, like, hey, you got to let it dry and kind of let it be before we can get you back on the floor and be around that product. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where I started. And each time I ran out of something, I just researched what could be a better option for me. So far I now have all of our laundry non-toxic, our kitchen and household cleaners, body wash, I have hair, shampoo and conditioner. I have dabbled in more of the clean beauty makeup. I do wear makeup, but it's not an everyday thing. Okay. And so I'm still finding those, but it's literally steps. But like I said, this kind of was initiated in 2017. I really kind of jumped on as far as switching over non-toxic products, really probably 2019, and especially during COVID, when COVID hit and we're all quarantined and, you know, worrying about germs from various things. It gave me time to be like, okay, what's entering into my house and what can I have control over? So really it's been, I would say, more dedicated the past 3 years. And I still have things I got to switch. So I'm not at the end of my journey and saying, oh, I'm fully non-toxic, but I am definitely at a better spot than where I was. And that's where people, you just got to start is the simple thing. You just got to start and slowly change what you're bringing into your house.
Have you found something that's been like hard to change over? Like you're just so like committed to a product and then changing over, you found it's kind of like.
My husband. actually, he has been the hardest thing to change with gearing this, because he and I'm not gonna lie, we our smell is one of our 5 senses and one of the strongest senses that we have, and it has been so ingrained into most everyone's childhood and livelihood that this smell means clean. This type of smell means clean, or this, you know, whatever your family used, or, you know, smelling bleach, that meant it's clean and sanitized. you're, you know, huffing all that in. So great. So that is where I've had more pushback with him, more so than a product. Because I think some of it is that I was doing the legwork, and not that he doesn't support my ideas, but with him not doing the legwork of it, it kind of lost some of the meaning behind it. And so it's easier for him to challenge it and be like, well, this don't smell clean because it doesn't have this kind of scent, you know, or the scent doesn't last as long because we're using essential oils instead of something that is getting into our fabric and staying on our fabric forever. So that's my bigger challenge. Not really a product. It's been getting my husband sometimes on board. But I will say, just the other day, he sent me a meme that was geared to the non-toxic living. And I literally responded. I was like, talk dirty to me, baby. Like, you just said everything I wanted to hear. Like, you're finally grasping this.
That's awesome.
That's really funny. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because, I mean, I love my husband, but I, you know, buy all the cleaning supplies and things like that. Like, I just don't know if he would be like, wait, things, now things smell different, or, you know, now, like, what is this? And it's interesting to hear that, you know, he is on board. It's just, you know, taking some time.
Yeah, and so sometimes, you know, I have to, like, throw him a bone. Like, he is really set on a particular ketchup. And, of course, it has the red dyes and stuff in it. And I'm just like, you know, yeah, okay, I'll give you that for right now until we slowly incorporate some other stuff. I'll keep that brand in the cabinet for you. But overall, he understands why I'm doing this, and he understands that I'm looking out for the health of us and our children. Because even if you know, something still happens for us, at least we're breaking the cycles and creating new cycles for our children to incorporate. And that's going to expand tenfold if they see this and they start doing it. And then what their kids may not even know what red dyes are because it's been so out of the system for so long. And so I'm doing the hard work now to hopefully in the future have a better outcome for us and for not just us as our family unit, but as a community, as a whole, as the world, to better our environments and to better everyone's health.
That's awesome. I know there's like a lot of greenwashing out there, and there's a lot of misconceptions about what is an actual good product and safe products to put on our body. Mm-hmm. How did you decipher all of that? Like, how did you research which products and material were safest for your family? How do you go and make a list of all the carcinogenic products and read all those labels and try to figure out what the heck any of that means?
Right, right. So one thing that's already been brought up is that app, Think Dirty. It's a pretty good app. There are some apps out there, along with a few products on Think Dirty that I have found that, unfortunately, some businesses will throw money at these apps to get almost like a better endorsement for their product. So we still have to be careful with the apps. But Think Dirty, so far on the few things I've used, it has helped. You just can't say, just use this app and you're going to get everything, all the information you need. So it's really you're finding the apps that have better reviews or better knowledge on those things. You are following holistic nutritionists or doctors, either through social media or through the community. You connect with them in some way, or you start to having visits at a holistic doctor to learn that knowledge. You're also taking, there is quite a few great social media influencers, I say that in quotations, that I have learned from that have done some of that early legwork to make it a little easier for my legwork. But you still have to retain that information. It's not something that you can just go and say, okay, I'm going to hit Target and hit clean products and it's, and trust that. You have to then still read the ingredient list. Because also while it may eliminate like the sulfates and the paraffins and all that, there still are things sometimes in the ingredient list that are still known carcinogenics, such as if anything that has lists saying a generic saying fragrance, just know that they don't even know what exactly it is, but it's synthetic fragrances that are known carcinogenics to create that smell. So right there should be a warning that, hey, this is not as clean as they're advertising. One kind of thing you got to remember is the front of the bottle is for entertainment. It's going to look nice. It's going to catch your eye. It's going to look pretty on your shelf because it looks clean and minimalist and, you know, give you that whole trendy look that you can post your bathroom on TikTok. While that's all fine and dandy, the back is your education. So it's really taking that information that you're learning from articles, from Think Dirty, from, like I said, the holistic nutritionists and doctors and those trusted social influencers, and your own work of an education and remembering what are the main big ones that are known for toxic ingredients and reading the back of the label.
So have you found that there's like certain places that you've shopped locally that you find more of the clean items than other places, or, you know, are you just kind of picking and choosing from regular stores? How do you go about that?
So my laundry detergent is obviously outsourced to that Truly Free, which is a website. It's not like you can just go to Target and buy it, but you have it on an auto ship subscription, which makes it easy. You can choose to have it shipped 15, 30, 60 days out, depending on your budget and what you have going on and how much you utilize it. So you shouldn't have to run into where, oh no, I'm out and I got to go to the store.
Okay.
No, granted, I'm not perfect. So there has actually been a time where I miscalculated when my shipment was coming and I actually needed something. And so then I just had to do the best with what was available locally in my stores and find the closest to my beliefs of what I wanted in my product. So I'm not a person, and I hope anyone that does this gives themselves grace, because my mindset is, okay, it still may not be the best product, but it's better than choices I've chosen before, and I'm still making a difference because it's one less ingredient that could harm my body.
All right. Yeah, I agree with that. I like that, you know, it's going to be a mix. You're going to have to kind of figure out where you find things that you like best and then kind of plan ahead and plan accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I can't, like, I think that's what the hardest thing for some people to take, because they want to be like, okay, so I can just shop right here and get all of it. And I can't say that, but I'm always going to be honest with somebody and just say no. But if you plan it accordingly, or you, and along with giving yourself grace for those mistakes, you're going to be fine. You just pick yourself up. And that's where I'm saying, that's where those challenges and those obstacles come from, and where you may be like, oh, this is not the life for me. But you can't beat yourself up about those. Just give yourself a what have you changed and what good have you done? Okay, I made a mistake. And this is how our viewpoint should be throughout our whole life on anything. And to give yourself grace and move forward and just keep on trucking. And because one day you're going to get it down pat, and whatever choices, and some people may not want to live a whole fully non-toxic life. Mm-hmm. Kind of my social media presence is called Crunchy Mom. Some people know what that means and some people don't. But I'm a little bit of a mix. I definitely have a very hippie side. Mm-hmm. But I also have a modern mama side that aligns with some more of the quote unquote traditional stuff that you see out there. Like, I'm still sometimes right now going to go hit up a Wendy's and get me a burger, but that's just because life's going on, and that's what we got going on. Right. I'm not going to shame anybody on their journey of wherever they're at. And so you just kind of the ebb and flow, just make choices where you can, and know that one small step is going to lead to bigger things. It might not be in your time, but you're setting that example for your family, for your community. And like I said, it's just emphasizing what the changes that can be made just with these small steps that we make in our house on a daily basis.
All right. Amanda, did you have anything else related to eliminating toxins that you want to ask?
I think you covered a lot of the stuff that I had questions about, which was really neat. So thank you.
You're welcome. And sorry, I kind of ramble. I'm a talker, so I kind of have to bring it back down. But
no, I think that was really helpful. And just to even hear, you know, that it is a process. It's not like you said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And just if people want to get started, like, just go ahead and find what one product you want to change first and then go from there. I think that was great to just hear how you did it and kind of see how they can relate to that.
Yeah. And no one's telling you have to be this way by this time. That's all you, babe. Like, you figure out what's best for your household. So if it's like, hey, for my 2023, I just want to make sure everything we use for our laundry is non-toxic. Hey, make that your goal. And in that, you can learn those smaller mistakes in just that one product area, and learn from that. And then the next time you go to focus on another corner of your world or of your house, you've learned some of those mistakes. And so the next time it might not be as touch and go with the learning curve and be a little easier. And that's just going to build that momentum for the next steps that you plan to take.
That's awesome. I know you said you followed a lot of social media pages that kind of helped you with a lot of the legwork. Would you be able to name some of them that you really prefer to follow?
I have, and some of this, like, I've created some around it too, just from what I've learned, so I can be more local, because I haven't really found anybody local, and that could, not saying that there's not, just mm-hmm. on my actual feed. I do more Instagram than TikTok, and I'm sure TikTok might actually have some more people that are local, but I've tried to create for myself a community, so that way people, because there's a lot of parents, like I know y'all know, but I come from working in the childcare sector, and a lot of my parents I run into don't know this information, or they're in the early stages of having little ones, and the bandwidth to really think about this stuff is daunting, because I've been there. I mean, like I said, I'm on my second round of postpartum, so I get it. Sometimes you don't have the time to be like, okay, let me see who can teach me this. You do want people that are going to be able to say, hey, these are some of the better products out there. This is, if you're going to choose sunscreen, these are the two or three brands that definitely meet the criteria, and that you need to think about utilizing for your child. So I have my own, but some, let me pull up my Instagram and all that. Some that I have learned from is, give me just a moment. I'm sorry. I kind of sing to myself as I'm finding.
You're fine.
I think it's really cool and really great that you want to develop a community of local people as well around here that wants to focus on like a crunchier lifestyle, like removing toxins and getting rid of like scents in your house. I know when I see products that have fragrance on it, immediately I don't want to purchase it because I think it's the FDA took care of that. If you can, there's so many things you could group into fragrance, and their reasoning behind it is to quote unquote save room on the bottle. So they can label mm-hmm. anything as a fragrance, and there it is. You know, they can hide whatever they want in there.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Yeah, and that's like the biggest deal. So like if you see, or natural flavors. When you see things with natural flavoring, that's how they can group things in there. I was like, I think we lost Ashley.
Yeah, I was going to give her a minute and see if she clicks the link again. And then if not, well, let me see if. Okay, here, I'll send her the link again just to be. Never mind.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, I don't know what happened because I was like over here talking with y'all, and then I'm like, oh, okay, they're not hearing me.
You're good.
So one of the ladies, and this is kind of going to be going into the segue of the parasites and all that I've learned a lot of information from and that we're going to, I'm assuming, talk touch on is the Jamie Lee. If you type that in on Instagram, and it's the intuitive lifestyle is kind of like her overall name, but she also under that is Jamie Lee. She is very, very knowledgeable. She has taught me a lot about heavy metal and parasite detoxing that we're going to touch on. Another page that I've learned from and that through them and my research, like I will be kind of joining with and giving them props of things I've learned, is toxin-free Tay. It's toxinfreetay. And she does a lot of toxic-free living, clean beauty. And she's been one that has really helped on the clean beauty side and recommending some products that you can switch.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is actually probably a good way now. Let's segue into the parasites, which has me completely and utterly freaked out.
It's such a, like, I know people will say that, and I'm such a kind of Like, it does. It's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie. It's gross, but it's also my little educational brain. I'm like, oh, that's so fascinating at the same time.
As long as the worm comes out my butthole, I'm going to freak out.
Well, thankfully, I will say it will probably happen. But most of the time, thankfully, since we utilize the toilet, you can just kind of flush and not be interested in it. But you also want that validation that it is coming out of your system. So you're probably going to want to look at the toilet. But just know most of the
time. I'm not. No way.
Most of the time.
I'm going to flush that down the toilet.
Most of the time by that point, they are dead. So that's one way to make it, I guess, seem better. Is like, at least you know it's dead and it's gone and it's not in your body anymore. So my son is still in the diaper stage, and I have me and my kids on it, and it's been really interesting because while I don't have the time to look at mine per se, when I'm changing his diaper, I'm like, oh, okay, that is heavy metal flakes. Oh, okay, that is definitely a parasite worm. Oh, okay, there's an egg sac. Like, we're getting them at the forefront before they can even become a worm. Like, yes, let's get this and get it out of his system.
Okay, oh my God, so I'm terrified.
How did you find this or get into this? Like, made you decide, like, oh, this is something I want to do? Because, like, until you said that this was something that you've done or wanted to talk about, I have never even heard of parasite detox.
Okay, so with that, my daughter, since birth, has dealt with eczema. Okay. And, you know, we've gone to the doctor. Almost every well visit has been, yeah, keep a steroid on hand. So that way you can apply that. Keep a steroid, do this cream, do that cream. And with me already kind of having that crunchy mom vibe, I'm like, I really don't want to put a steroid on her every time this flares up. And so it's really doing some digging. Like, eczema, and again, like, I kind of going back to what I said, your body is your skin is your largest organ. So people will kind of see eczema and they think, okay, you treat eczema. No, that's your body saying something is going on. There is some inflammation in your body, and this is your body letting you know that there is something. So the more and more, and eczema can be associated to allergies. We've had our allergy tested at 18 months, and nothing really came back conducive with that. And so in this journey, it wasn't right away. The heavy metal parasite stuff probably has happened. I heard a little bit of it probably a year ago, but it's been probably the last 6 months that I've been like digging deep and following and like learning. And okay, ooh, they said that on this Instagram. Well, I'm not just going to take that. I'm going and be like, okay, they're 100% no, because it is the internet. You still have to see if they are a trusted source. But you can still take that information and be like, okay, is this legit? And so I would take it and plug it into Google, and I would find those, not just an article written by Joe Schmo and his mama, .com, but those medical articles, you know, the publications from universities of what they're finding, and taking that information and be like, oh, there is something to do with this. So just think of it. Our diets in general are not great. I can contest for mine. That is still my weak point, and that is one of the areas that I have saved for last on to fix, because I know it's going to be my hardest challenge. Mm. But that also is not setting me up for success to be healthy. And when I say healthy, I'm not saying my outward appearance. I am saying that I am making sure my body is a vessel and it is performing to the best of its ability. But seeing that through my daughter, I'm like, look, she is too young. She's under 5. I do not want her to have to be my age and trying to find this stuff out, mm-hmm. and correcting years of learned behaviors, whether through your family, school, through friends, you know, like let's nip this in the bud right now. And I have found that eczema can be due to your GI tract not operating in the best performance. And guess what? Your GI tract has probably got parasites in it. And they are, when you eat something, even if you're eating something healthy, you're taking that nutrients before your body gets it.
So while you may think, hey, I am eating pretty clean. Yeah, but if your gut is still harboring those pesticides,
right,
you're not getting as much nutrients as you think you are. Along with our food sources are already not full of the minerals and the vitamins that they used to be just due to our soil being depleted, you know, the pesticides, you know, all those various things that can change even the nutrients of our healthy food. And so that's where it kind of stemmed from. Like, I was like, okay, let's give this a try. And I will say, by doing this detox, my child's skin cleared up. And when I say like eczema, I'm saying like on her wrists, on her elbows, on her fingers, on her arms, and like itched to the point where at one point she had a staph infection because it opened a wound because she was itching so much, it allowed bacteria in. So it's not just like, oh, because of appearance, it was because it was hurting her. I can say within 3 days, her eczema not fully cleared, but went from a 10 to a 3 on a rating scale.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. And personally, I could never see in her bathroom habits, the worms and all that, but her skin was telling me that it was clearing out what it needed to clear out.
So what parasite cleanse did you guys personally use?
Okay. So one that I actually, with Jamie Lee, who I mentioned, she is with a company that I'm also with. It's called Pure Body. And I linked in my link tree on my Instagram, where I can even give you a discount for you to try it. But it is natural zeolite mineral. It's a two product system. It's a spray and a drop. And I mean, I'm saying like myself, my daughter, and my son, who is under one, I give us the detox and at the proper dosage for ages and everything. Mm-hmm. Some people may not choose to do under one. I just felt confident in my research and what had found to have a small dosage with him. And I'm seeing it in his diaper that it's helping him, because you wouldn't think a under one would have parasites, but unfortunately it comes through breast milk and things of that nature. So I want his gut health to be healthy as well. But it's a natural mineral spray and drop that you do. You're able to do it. So the advice for this detox for adults, you do it for 6 months daily. And again, you kind of work up your dosage to the max dosage you're allowed to take daily. Kids, you can do they recommend 3 months. And then after that is you're able to do it as like a maintenance and do it once a week, unless you know you're going to be encountering an environment that might be kind of full of those heavy metal and parasitic things around. So like Jamie Lee, I think she was around another influence that she partners with and has found this product through. They were around where all the train up in Ohio, correct, if I'm not mistaken, had derailed and all that major chemicals were spilled or burned. They made sure that they were doing it back. They started doing it daily again because they were in an area that, while it was deemed safe, you really don't know how safe it is with those chemicals being burned off in your environment.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. And so, but you have that tool to be educational and to make that decision once on a daily maintenance, a weekly or daily maintenance, to either up your dosage or lower it. Like, it's safe enough that you have that ability. It's not a product that says, oh, you can only use it for 1 month and then you have to be off for 2 months before you can do it again. That's the one thing I was very interested in and wanted. I can make that decision for my if once we did the detox protocol, we can handle our maintenance however we see fit for whatever environment.
Okay, cool.
So this 1-2-step system eliminates both the metal and the parasites.
One thing you want to do, I mean, there is multiple ways to do detoxes. Some that are more where I said, you know, a month or a few days, and then you have to take a break, or a little bit more simple is doing detox baths with baking soda and Epsom salt and those things. And those things are great to do as well. And depending on your budget or what you're trying to do, you choose which way you want it done. The most important thing is making sure that you are fueling your body correctly when you're doing this. So eliminating processed foods as much as you can. I mean, you don't have to. Like, when I've taken this, like, yeah, we've limited, but I was like, it's not like I was like, okay, we can't do any kind of freezer meal because of this. Now, definitely be recommended, but sometimes life doesn't give you that. It just kind of slows the process, because those processed foods is what your parasites are going to feed on to, unfortunately. And it's just going to make it harder for you to flush out your toxins. But hydrating, like making sure you're staying hydrated so you flush this out, because it does you no good if you're killing off the parasites and your the heavy metals are being released out of your cellular level if you're not flushing. Because all you're doing now is that it's floating around and then going to be deposited somewhere else in your body.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So, like, have you noticed, like, in your son who's under one, like, has there been any changes for him? Or he's just, you just see what's coming out and you know that it's good for him?
So, he hasn't had, like, major symptoms. I just know that it was good. One thing, his sleep was improving being on it. So when you have a heavy metal overload or and parasitic overload in your system, your body's not being able to function properly. So where you're going to see symptoms from that, not necessarily from a – you can go and get tested for parasites in your stool. It's not the best way as far as in our American civilized doctor protocol. But some of the symptoms is GI issues, fatigue, infertility, ADHD in kids, some depression, anxiety, a lot of your mental illness can be symptomatic to having this toxic overload in your body, because your body's just not being able to detox properly because of the. So you got to think of it, like, your body is made to detox, correct?
Right.
I mean, that's how we were designed. But if your body can only detox at a ratio of, or a percentage of like 30% a day, but you're putting in 110% of things that are harmful or need to be detoxed, you're overloading the system. So where's all that extra going? It's sitting in your body. Which is going to, if you think of it, a car, I mean, you're just adding sludge in your car that's then, yeah, it's still going to run, and you're still going to get point A to point B, but you might start hearing some noises in your engine. You know, it's eventually going to say, look, you got to clean me out, because I'm not running properly. And that's exactly what all these symptoms are telling us, that we sometimes just want to fix separately instead of really looking at the internal issues of what's going on. And I'm not saying, like, a detox is going to cure you, but it's right. Definitely can eliminate symptoms or make them smaller.
Okay. Is there anything that you would recommend for people who want to go on this journey? Like, is there certain, like, should they just follow social media and then click links and do their own research? Or is there... like a certain doctor that they should try to talk to?
I personally have not used a holistic doctor. Not saying I'm not interested in one. Just like with eliminating non-toxic, it really is your journey and however you want to do it. If you feel confident in your research skills and in what you're learning from social media, because social media can be bad, but it can be great as long as you utilize it correctly. So if you have that skill set to be able to take that information and do your proper research, and you feel confident in what you're learning and how to do it, I say, hey, go for it. But I would also probably say, if you're not, or even if you are, keep a doctor, find a holistic doctor in your community. even if you don't go to them all the time, and this is something on my to-do list. I'm not saying like I'm not going to do this. It's just I'm transferring my life from being a work wife to I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife where I can maybe manage that into my daily balance. But find a holistic doctor or a practitioner that is on the same wavelength as you of what your goals are, and utilize them. Even if it's not necessarily, you're going to utilize them different than what you would use like your typical medical doctor. You may not have to go to them once a year. It may be, hey, let's do a consultation, see the vibes of what our goals are. And it may be like, hey, yeah, you let me help you with this. Or they may, if you feel, say, hey, I thank you for your resource and I'm going to keep you as a backup and contact you when I have more questions on my journey.
I really appreciate all this information. I think it's great for people to hear because they might not know about some of these things that are out there that might help them. Because when you're not following those types of accounts, or, you know, if that's not in your everyday life, you might not know about it, because I surely did not. So I appreciate you coming on and kind of giving us just like a quick overview of like how it's helped your life, but also like how it's, you know, available to so many people in a larger community. We have to kind of reach out and look out for it.
Yeah. And like I said, I am like in certain aspects further on in my journey than other people, but I'm still can be considered a newbie compared to others. What I would love is if this, as y'all continue your podcast and all that, maybe in a few months when I really have stayed home and started doing a lot more elimination, because I'm able to kind of keep my kids not at home, I'm not keeping them at home, but really focus on their environment and what we're bringing into our wise and doing these detox, giving y'all an update of what else I've seen, because literally I've been on this detox journey. In the detox protocol. So where you're asking me, what have I noticed? These are just in the first preliminary month. Like I said, the kids are able to do it for 3 straight months before we do a maintenance, and I'm able to do it for 6 months. So 6 months from now, I may be like, I'm a mom and I battle anxiety. I battle depression. I like to say I really probably need to get tested for ADHD a little bit, but also it's kind of like, as I've learned this, in that some of the symptoms of having a parasite and heavy metal tox is ADHD symptoms. Maybe I won't by in 6 months. So I'm very interested into seeing what this does for my family and putting that knowledge out there so others can learn from it.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Sorry, I'm Googling parasites in your stomach and I'm terrified.
Don't do that. Don't do that until you're ready.
Yeah, no. Don't even look at the photos. I'm now, I'm going to have nightmares.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, this is awful. Thank you for sharing, but also I probably may not sleep for the next month.
I'm sorry.
No, it's really cool. I had a premature baby. He was born 28 weeks and 2 days, and then my youngest also had like a whole bunch of health issues as well, so we have done this similar journey with removing toxins. We're trying to live a zero waste lifestyle, trying to do all that, and it's just, you have taught me so much today that I didn't even think about, and now just like changing your food. I do know, while I haven't looked at removing parasites from myself, which now I have to, we've looked at stuff like for gut health and stuff like that. And I know, and I did this with conjunction with my regular doctor. So he's a local doctor here. He's through Novant. And I kind of said, hey, this is what I do. These are my supplements that I want to take. This is the research that I have done. I need you to kind of give me the okay, because I'm also on like thyroid medicine, high blood pressure medicine, antidepressants. So like, I didn't want to like screw myself over by taking supplements without contacting my doctor. Right. So I kind of was like, look, this is what I'm taking. How do you feel about that? And he was really cool about me being a little on the crazy side. And he's like, look, I'm happy you're taking this supplement, but I don't want you to take this with your thyroid medicine because, you know, you can't take anything that has iron with the thyroid medicine that I'm on. So he's like, if you want to take that at night when the thyroid medicine is completely dissolved in your stomach, which I thought was really cool. And then he actually gave me some advice about eating like garlic, pumpkin seeds, pomegranates, stuff like that, because that helps with gut health, beets and carrots. I remember him saying about – and then I bought beets, and they're really gross, but maybe I'll put them in a smoothie. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, and that's great. And there are things – definitely say, like, if your money cannot afford these supplements, why I still – like, supplements are not going to be your be-all, like, thing that's going to correct everything. But they are great to add in your life. If they're the correct ones for what your body is needing. But if you can't afford that right now,
diet. Yeah, I definitely think getting rid of like those simple carbohydrates and processed foods. And yeah, processed foods, there's so much stuff hiding in that stuff.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I will tell you, I was not born a picky eater. I grew up a picky eater. I'm a lot better than what I was, but I'm still nowhere near adventurous in my food. But with me becoming a stay-at-home mom, obviously we are now going to be our whole budget. We're going to one income. And so our budget is changing and all that. And one thing is no more eating out. And so that means I am going to be Monday through Sunday, 3 meals a day. And my goal is to find ways that I can meal prep. So that way I still get the convenience of these processed items in our pantry, but without those ingredients. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm really trying to use my social media now as a way to document, as a way to hold me accountable and to share this so other people can see it that, hey, we, as a family of four, yeah, it's going to be sacrifices. We're not going to be able to just go through the drive-thru, but we can do this and it's going to be for the better.
That's great.
People hope, because when you think you're the only one on the boat, it can be very daunting. And hard to be encouraged and to stay on that boat and to stay on that path when you have waves rocking every which way to try and knock you off. So I'm saying, hey, I'm on this boat with you on a row, and we're going to row together until we hit that goal of hitting that other shoreline.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. Thank y'all so much for having me today. I hope this first podcast has
everything that you wanted it to be. Thank you. And just for all of our listeners out there as well, when it comes to, I know I mentioned that I take supplements, but when it comes to choosing a supplement, while I'm not going to recommend the specific supplement, always check out the Department of Defense Dietary Supplement Resource. It's OPSS.org, and you could put in information about the products and it will tell you if it is a safe score or not. Again, always use your best judgment when you're putting stuff in your body and talk to your doctor.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing more about your journey later on.
Yes, and I am so excited for Little Adventures becoming a nonprofit. I'm so excited that I've been able to join you on the podcast, but I can't wait to be involved with y'all on other aspects of your vision. So thank you so much for having me today.